Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat.
Consequences of sin is death. And the reason why the Lord says the consequences of sin is death is because when we sin, we become co-conspirators with the enemy to thwart God's plan in our lives. Hey, welcome back to the That Girl She podcast, where we laugh, we chat, and we keep it real. My name is Galiel, and I'm back. It's been a really long time, and I just wanted to drop in and have a quick conversation about the consequences of sin and what happens when we truly do not repent of sin. So, as the Word of God says, for the wages of sin is death, but there is a hope. We have a hope in Christ. You know, the scripture says in Romans chapter 6, verses 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. But I'm going to right now for this section really talk about for the wages of sin is death. If you do not come to a place of repentance, you're living in the wages of sin. If you do not come to a place of true, fully submitted repentance, you are living in the wage of sin. What does that mean? The wage of sin in your life produces the works of the flesh. What is the works of the flesh? The works of the flesh according to scripture, which is found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. The works of the flesh are evident. It is sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. And I want to focus on the aspects of jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, and divisions. The wages of sin hold so much weight that you can sometimes experience the effects of the wages of sin, which produces the work of the flesh within your own family. Sometimes you may wonder, why do I struggle with a certain type of anger? Or why do I feel jealous? Or why do I feel envy? Or why do I feel mad? Or why do I feel the desire to get drunk or high? Or why do I feel the desire to do sexual immorality? Even though sometimes it might not have been a sin that you particularly have committed. That's why it's so important that as believers, we go to God in prayer and intercede on the behalf of our families. Because there are certain types of emotions that can be invoked in us, producing the works of the flesh just based off of the wages of someone else's sin. So we have to really understand that sin is the wage of sin is a big deal. But we also have life and the opportunity to not have to be stuck in that wage. Through repentance. And repentance is so important because, again, if we don't come to the Lord, if we don't come to the Father and say, God, I want to truly not walk in this way anymore. I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to look like this anymore. Then please, you must come to repentance.
Because just like it says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. And it's even nearer now. It's even nearer now. We have to repent. We have to come to a place saying, Lord, forgive us. Because it says in Acts chapter 3, verses 19, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that the times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Sit on that. When you repent, turn to God, your sins will be wiped out in the times of refreshing, the refreshing, the rejuvenation, the things that God wants to add back into your life, the joy that you've lost, the peace that you've lost, the understanding that you've lost. Instead of operating with the works of the flesh, you gain the fruit of the Spirit. And when you gain the fruit of the Spirit, you gain all the things that are called within it. You don't have to walk in fear anymore. You don't have to walk in anger anymore. You don't have to walk in dissensions anymore. You don't have to walk in animosity or rudeness anymore. Because it says in Acts chapter 5, verses 31, God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and the forgiveness of their sins. God has always been about forgiveness. God has always been about bringing us to a place so that we can be in submitted and in right standing with his word. So today, if there's anything in your life that is holding you captive, if there's anything in your life that is making you feel like, oh, I'm mad or I'm upset and you can't really explain it why, go in deeper and look at the things in the area in your life where you have to repent. Look at the sins that you've committed, the sins that your forefathers or even your father or your mother has committed, and go into a time of intercession and repentance unto the Lord and saying, God, cleanse me, try me, make me whole again, because without you, I am nothing. Lord, use me, try me, and make me whole, because without you, I am nothing. We have to walk with a heart of repentance, because if we do not, the wages of sin is death. And that does not only mean a physical death. That's a spiritual death. That's an emotional death. Death. So please, repent, repent, repent. The time of the Lord is near. We are not living in the times where it is a time to be lackadaisical. Repent and ask God to continue to do a new work in you. He can, he will, and he has. So be encouraged and know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10, yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. So even though the sin is ugly, even though the mistake is something you want to forget and act like it's never existed, don't stay there. In the word of God, it says godly sorrow brings repentance. Repent. It's not over. Godly sorrow leads to salvation. And salvation is not only for your soul. Salvation for your generation. Salvation for your life. Salvation for your purpose. Salvation for your dreams that are according to God's will. Salvation for things in your life that Satan has tried to keep, that he has tried to keep down. Salvation for areas in your life that you feel like could never come to pass. That's what godly sorrow brings. Through repentance, it brings salvation. Jesus is the living water. So whatever that has drowned in your life, whatever that has seemed barren in your life, whatever that has seemed completely decimated in your life, godly sorrow brings repentance. And in that repentance, you will receive salvation. So be encouraged today and know that God is your healer.
Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galielle, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.